Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The head of the International Olympic Committee says Boston is to blame for the failure of its 2024 Olympics bid. The IOC president says the bid fell apart because organizers failed to deliver on commitments made to the U.S. Olympic Committee. He also cites what he calls constant changes to Boston's bid. He says he expects the USOC to offer up another U.S. candidate city before the September deadline. Meantime, many of those involved in Boston's Olympics push are calling on city and state leaders to move forward with the plans for area improvements. Community leaders, business executives, even opponents of hosting the Games say that the Olympics proposal could still be a valuable planning tool. WBUR's Jack Lepiars reports.
Hours before the bid collapse, Boston 2024 co-founder Corey Dinopoulos wrote a letter to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Walsh had just said he would not support a guarantee to back the Games with public funding. Dinopoulos thanked Walsh for his support of the project, adding that with or without the Games, Boston needs to take action and improve to maintain its status as a great place to live.
The best part of either winning or losing an Olympic bid was that you have a whole ton of master planning that was done with private money, and then now we have to work on implementing these ideas.
The question now is what happens to those ideas that Boston 2024 proposed? What happens to creating a new neighborhood at Wydad Circle, the plans for new housing at Columbia Point, and the myriad other projects that would have been funded as part of the Games? Dinopoulos thinks that many of those ideas still have a chance, and he's backed up in that by one of the Olympic opponents, No Boston Olympics co-chair Chris Dempsey.
Boston has had an incredible trajectory since, I don't know, at least the 70s or 80s, but even in the last 5 or 10 years. And so we need to continue to maximize that and leverage that.
Throughout the Olympics debate, Dempsey often said that Boston didn't need the Games to make these improvements if it was determined to do so. He suggests using a roadmap similar to the one used by No Boston Olympics did in its opposition to the plan, strong-minded civic engagement.
We have an opportunity every 2 years to vote out the people that we don't like and put in people that we do like or policies that we do like. What I saw in this effort is I saw a lot of engagement from legislators, even if it wasn't decisions.
But there's still another problem, and that is how to pay for all these projects. Mark Drayson is the executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, focusing on smart development in the Boston area. He says in many ways, losing the Olympics is a missed opportunity for Boston because of the development it would have spawned, much of that paid for with money raised by Boston 2024. Drayson says while some projects may move forward, many will be slowed without a deadline just 9 years away.
There is a market for private development at Columbia Point, certainly, and others. But there are other places where it's mainly infrastructure improvement at a rotary or at a chief station. And it's hard to get the private sector to pay for that because that's fundamentally a public cost.
Like Dempsey, Drayson says whether the city can move forward with ambitious plans like those laid out in the Olympic bid will depend on leaders taking initiative, both at the state and local level.
I think we need to have some political will on the city and the state level that says we embrace growth. We see the value of growth. We want the right kind of growth in the right places for everybody who lives here currently.
Drayson points out that Boston is already working on an action plan that takes it through the year 2030, one that includes the creation of more than 50,000 new housing units. And that, he says, is an example of the city already planning ahead with or without the Olympics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiars.